Greetings to you once again. Greetings in the name of the Most High. How you guys doing out there? All right. Things are continuing to heat up all over the world. Frequency change, check. Pyramid flipping and the bottom going to the top going to the bottom. Absolutely. What does that look like? It looks, right now, to a degree, chaotic because control systems are breaking down. Structures where people used to be able to keep everybody under wraps, now they're losing their control. The narrative is becoming more and more apparent to the people and to the population of how they've been using messaging just to program people with cliches and repetitive, just droning it into the minds and of people all over the world. And what you're seeing, what I'm seeing, is amazingly, is a unification against the controllers right now. Right, left, front, back, side, humanity basically. Starting to wake up and starting to see and just saying, wait a second, who are our enemies here? This is important because this needs to continue to happen. Things need to continue to be exposed, and then people need to be able to do the thing that they can do in the face of tyranny. Listen, Gandhi went to when the British Empire was imposing all kinds of taxes in India, and they did the thing with the salt tax. The man marched halfway across India to go make a handful of salt at the ocean. Okay? Was it about making salt? Was it about getting 10-15% return on his investment? No, there's a principle involved. Once you understand the why behind these things, and once that grips hold of who you are as a person, you start to realize that, look, you're not going to fly under the radar on these things. Either you step up and you take a stand, or you let somebody else fight for you. And if somebody else fights for you and they go down, there's nobody fighting because you're not in the fight. You're not in the game. You're not engaging. You're not making. You're not taking a stand on whatever needs to be done. So you are not actively engaged in what is going. You're basically going to just be a product. You're the spoils of whatever happens. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way that you'll end up going, right? Sure, you root for the right thing to happen, but you do it in silence, you do it in quiet, you do it in behind the scenes. You don't put yourself out there because you might get hurt. You might have a problem, you might have an issue. Listen, that's the way of cowardice, and the problem with that is, what is that line? And this is not mine, but a coward dies a thousand deaths. You know, if, and the other part of it is, you know, the brave die but once. So, you know, it's. Listen, there's things going on everywhere. Governments are collapsing around the world. Things are just going into turmoil. So I want to talk a little bit about this AMC and GME. These are stocks in the U.S. and what's happening there. Very, very quick crash course in the stock market and investing if you guys are not familiar with this. So forgive me if this is something you all know very well, for those of you that are listening that know this piece. But okay, the U.S. markets, the U.S. stock markets, general principle, you buy something that you think can do well, and if it goes up, you do well. If it goes down, you don't do as well. there's a thing called short selling, which came up with later, after the stock market was formed, where people would borrow a share of an existing stock, and when the price went down, if the price went down, they would then buy the share and keep the difference. So there's people that would benefit off of the share price of a stock being lower, and had a vested interest in decreasing and seeing the price of a stock go down. So fast forward to today, with these big hedge funds on Wall Street and in New York and other places, and what have they done to retail mom and pop investors and companies that are trying to bring their goods and services to the market? Well, what they've done is they've systematically found a way to destroy these companies and destroy these investors by using the principle of short selling and basically crushing these stocks. Once they start to have some value or start to have some momentum, they come in with what's called a short attack. These big institutional investors, and many times they'll even finance these things. What they do is they will sell the float, and sometimes they'll do even more than the existing shares on the market, and they'll crush the price of the shares. And what happens is the people that have invested, so say you put in $100 into something and it's gone up $10, but now, or $20, so you have $120 in that stock, but then now they crush it and they send it below where you bought it, and they keep it down there, and they scare you thinking it's going to drop lower and drop lower. Now, some people trade with what's called a stop loss, and which it does exactly that. It tries to stop the loss. So they'll put that in when they buy a share and say, okay, I don't want to lose any more than this amount of money. Well, it automatically gets triggered. And so then you automatically end up selling your share at a loss when that's the value of the company is more than that, but you lose on it because they manipulate it. So you lose, you sell your share not because you wanted to, but because you're trading with the stop loss, and then the value of that share, then they buy it up and then they send it up. So they make money on you both ways. And they crush it. They put these companies down. Good companies get destroyed. Retail investors get fleeced. And if you've been investing in the market as a retail investor, you've had to be aware of all of these landmines that are there to try to steal and destroy your ability to invest. Now, what's happened with companies like GME, GameStop, and AMC, which is the cinemas, is these were two companies that were just getting crushed by the Wall Street shorts and hedge funds. And people started to, on online forums, particularly Reddit and a few other places, started to just understand a little bit about what was going on, just decided they wanted to buy up the available shares. Now what that did was, and not sell them. Now what that did was, when you short sell, you have to at some point return your share, and you have to buy it at the market price. So what happened is the price of these shares started to go up, and then more and more people started buying in. The thing about short selling is that the sky's the limit for how high the price can go. So if you are, if you buy the share and it goes up, but if it goes down to zero, the most you can lose is what you put in there. But if you short a share, well, it can go through the roof. So what's happened now is that this has become much more of a political statement and an indictment against these companies that have been destroying just regular people. And so the people have come together and bought one share, two shares, 10 shares, whatever they could get, particularly at the higher price at this point, just to, and holding them, just to make a statement. And what is that statement that they're making? The statement that they're making is that they demand to be free, and they are free, and they can and within these markets, they've historically the regulators, the companies, the trading platforms, the hedge funds, they've all been in collusion together, and they've all tilted the table so it always went one way. And this is a chance that the people came together and said, okay, we are going to use the same thing, and we're coming against you. And at this point, the losses to these hedge funds in having to cover their shorts is upwards of $70 billion. $70 billion. Now, and it's not done yet. So now I think on this Friday, the hedge funds have to cover whatever the market price is. So what is this doing? Well, it's upsetting the apple cart that these guys were comfortably using for all of this time. Oh, and by the way, and I don't recommend, this is not a show about in investments and trade and financial advice per se. But yeah, I did I liquidated a couple other positions and bought AMC and GME at market, because you know what? This is not about money. This is about something bigger than that. And that's the point. That's the point. The point is that when the people mobilize and come together around anything, when they start to realize even the smallest glimpse of their power, and they stop being cowering, and they stop hiding, and they are willing to take a hit for what's right, that's the thing that they don't want. They don't want people to ever come together. They want you divided and conquered, cut apart into the tiniest little factions, fighting and squabbling against each other. Left, right, up, down, sideways, but not seeing who they are. The controllers, the handlers. Listen, every time that this kind of stuff happens, you'd start to see who the real people are behind the scenes that do and make all these moves. And, excuse me, you're also seeing you're also seeing how vulnerable they are. Listen, in a moment, in just a flash, you've got what once was a powerhouse multi-billion dollar hedge fund just being decimated. And the thing that scares them the most, if people can continue to hold the line, hold your shares until these guys have to cover and buy at market, which will put the ones that were doing this unethical practice out of business legally. And a lot of other people should be going to jail because of all the other things that they've done with this as well. Oh, and by the way, CNN said that this is all a white supremacist movement going after a Jewish hedge fund on International Holocaust Remembrance Day. You cannot make this stuff up. You cannot make this stuff up. You know who the guy it's a rags to riches. His name's Chris Johnson. You can check him out online. But he's the one that tipped, you know, regarding AMC. Black man grew up on welfare. Rags to riches story, talking about AMC, and back when it was in 220, and like, hey, this might be a good investment opportunity. Okay, all right. But look at the way that the control structures spin the narrative. Always. You will not get information. You will get propaganda from the mainstream sources. Period. Period. If you don't know and if you don't register that after all that's happened in the last 18 months, I what can you do? Desperately trying to wake you up and wake up the people. Because we need the people in the fight. The people need to get into the fight. They need to get mobilized. But look, don't get taken for a ride. Always keep your own mind. Always keep your own mind. Always keep your own thoughts. Do not, and I'm not going to be anybody's guru. I can easily do that, and I do not want to do that. Because why? Because we all need to grow up. We all need to take responsibility. We all need to process. We all need to not be taken for a ride from one control structure into the next. That's the problem. Every time people think they get out of one, they just jump right into another one. They go from one bad relationship into another bad relationship. Listen, be single for a minute. Okay? Be single for a minute. Get your own minds. Get your own thoughts. Stop. So, yeah, what's happening right now in the markets is it's unprecedented. And it's really, really, really good. Really, really, really healthy. We needed this. People need this. They need to understand. You know what the thing that's the fear of these hedge funds? Now that you know what their game is and you know how to break their game, if they go and put themselves in. Now listen, if you're a retail investor and you think that some stock is overvalued or whatever, I've never liked the whole way that people short things, but you think something's going to go down and you're doing that, that's one thing. But that's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is the systematic use of financing algorithms, high frequency, one share lots being traded in low volume times to themselves to notch down the price to trip stop loss waterfall sales. That kind of BS. All right? Being done all day, every day as a business model to steal money from retail traders, honest mom and pop, just people trying to do something, trying to make a little bit with what they've got to work with in the markets. And this, they do not want the people to have anything. And these are the things that are set up to try to destroy the regular person. And now what's happened is their game is completely shattered, because if these guys are doing what's called a naked short with financing as a hedge fund on these stocks, and if the people themselves zero in on one of those and they buy and hold, so there's no outstanding shares for these shorts to buy to replace the fund, they have to then cover their shorts at whatever the market price is, and that price can keep going up and up and up. That destroys their business model. And talk about a redistribution of wealth. It takes away billions from these hedge funds and puts it into the hands of people that have $600 stimulus checks, potentially. So now what are you going to start seeing? You're going to start seeing the propaganda from the controlled news outlets. You're going to start seeing the political hacks that are all on the payroll of these hedge funds that now have to come out and earn their keep for their campaign contributions, their backroom deals, and their shared blackmail and joint secret societies that they're all part of. Oh yeah, you're going to see all of these things come out. Because you, the people, we, the people, we're their enemy. You're only here as a resource to be fleeced by them. You're not supposed to have anything. The one thing that's really exciting about what this particular piece that's happening is you're seeing left, right, front, back, up, down, coming together when it comes to the people. And they're all waking up and saying, wait a second, what is this? And people are hopping mad. That's good. That's good. When the people themselves take responsibility, are willing to take the hit. Because listen, you see how they do you all the time. And for too long, people have just been trying to skate around the edges and sort of try to make their way in and through. You know, just don't go on the radar at all, just go along to get along. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Either you take a stand, or others that have to fight for you, and then you better hope they win. Because if they don't, you basically are left in the remnants of whatever happens, good or bad. Meaning that your fate is now resting completely in the hands of others. Meaning that you refuse to have any responsibility for the outcome of your experience here in this life. Listen, while you can do something, do something. While you can engage, engage. While you have the chance, use it. Because when you don't, it's not going to be there. When it's gone, that's it. You have to do what you can when you can. Yeah, there we go. In the chat room, yep, I see you. Someone has to do it first. Absolutely. Somebody has to do it first. If somebody, who's going to do it first? Listen, once somebody does that first, if you stand with them, it becomes a movement. If you just watch them from a distance, observing them, they're just some crazy person, right? But you stand with them. You shoulder them up. You know, I'm convinced among humanity, that people by and large, all around the world, and I've had the blessing of being able to travel a huge chunk of this world during my life for a lot of different reasons, you know, whether it was with development work or disaster management or on, you know, personally or vacation or just as a kid growing up with parents that lived in both sides, who stayed together and lived on both sides of the planet. And all the travel we did in between since I can remember. I am convinced that 90% of what is human on this planet, of humanity, agree on the same things. There's much more agreement between people for what is important to them than there is disagreement. That you can, if you actually sit down and actually have a proper conversation with people, we're pretty much agreed on most of the things out there. Now, how we believe we should get to those things, that may be a bit different, but the sound principles under it, like not enslaving other people, like wanting to protect and take care of our kids and our children, everybody's children, like people being able to have freedom of speech and freedom of movement, people being able to make a life for themselves. You know, there may be some difference in how we think about those things, but we think, but we agree. But the worlders have taken those places where, excuse me, there may be some things that we might not see completely the same as, and they've amplified and amped those up, created divisions, divided control programming, and put people against each other so they can only see that the minor things where they might be at difference. Or sometimes they even just create it. They create the division out of thin air. You know, what do you like? Green or yellow? Well, you got to pick a color, and don't you know how bad yellow is, or don't you know how bad green is? Or how good you are? Listen, they've created the divisions for the purpose of control. Because when you're divided, the more divided you are, the weaker you are. The more united you are, the stronger you are. If you're divided within yourself, you're weaker. That's what cognitive dissonance is. You do one thing and you believe another. You're weak. You're weak. Even in and of yourself. If you're divided within yourself, you're weak. If you believe one thing and you do something else, you're weak. If what you believe and what you do are the same things, you're stronger. So be true to your convictions. And when you connect with other people and together you do something based on what you believe, you are stronger. When you combine your efforts with other people and your thoughts and your actions are consistent with each other, you're a force of nature. That's the point. That's the thing they want to keep you away from. They never want you to understand that. Don't you see that? So the propaganda comes out full force. The regulations come out. The Gestapo, military, police, people coming checking in at your houses, coming having a word with you. All that stuff comes out. But what do you believe? What do you believe to be true? What do you know to be right? Will you take a stand for that? Listen, you've got to learn to articulate yourself. You've got to learn to express where you're coming from. You need to listen to other people. Listen to other people. Hear them out. Because many, many times people have been programmed, and you got to, if their heart is right, if their heart is true, you can connect past that. For some people, it's just going to be a rude awakening, but this is an incredible, incredible time for humanity. Absolutely is. Absolutely is. So yeah, what's happening with AMC and GME as far as in the markets? That is not about money, people. It's not. For the people that have gotten into it in this, as time has gone on, it is about a statement. And the things that these big hedge funds are afraid of is that if people realize that they can basically, due to the hedge funds, what the hedge funds have been doing since there is markets, and the people themselves say, you know what, we're just going to tip the board the other way. They can't do anything. They can wipe out. The people could systematically wipe out every major hedge fund in and on Wall Street within the course of a few months and plunder them one by one. Do you understand that? Plunder the hedge funds one by doing exactly this on any place where they've taken a naked short position to crush a company. The people could do that. And they don't want people to know what they can do. So, all right, so continue to learn, continue to mobilize, continue to share the conversation with each other, continue to teach, learn, understand, grow. This is an incredible time for people. And I know people got wrapped up in politics. Listen, this is always bigger than politics. Always bigger than the narratives that you're constantly being fed. This is very much, very much about your life and journey and your growth through this entire process. And so right now, where we're at, just keep going. Keep going. Yep. This is the phone with the live show. You can hear what's going on outside. All right. So let's see here. That chat room's lighting up. Yeah. All right. So with everything that's going on right now, continue to build within yourself. Listen, the number one investment is what you make within you. All right? The kingdom is within you. The dominion of the king is with and in you. The power is inside of you. And that's the thing that they always want to keep you away from as well. Keep you away from that which is within you. Keep you always looking to something outside of yourself. Listen, first you go within. You understand what that is. Solid within yourself. And from within, you manifest without. From within, manifest without. Not the other way around. Because listen, if you try to look for something, for example, externally, to make you happy, to bring you satisfaction, and you go try to chase after something outside of yourself, you're never going to have that change within. It's not. You won't. That's why there's so many people that are on yachts that are miserable. So many people with penthouses that jump to their death and are strung out. The idle rich that just look for the most horrendous things as entertainments, because there's within they're just in shambles. But without, you can have all the things without, but the solution has to be within. So go within, and from within you manifest without. Listen, this is not religion, okay? Religion by and large is a failure. Religion by and large is a control structure and a construct there to, again, every time people are trying to get out and they're trying to, they think, okay, this thing in the world does not work, so where do they go? And here's religion over there waving their hands, saying, come on over here, we got a solution for you. They go from one control construct to another, one fleecing mechanism to another. You don't need any of that. The king dominion is with and in you. You already know. You already have the answers within you. You just have to stop and listen. You just have to go within and see. You understand? So, within this entire thing that's going on, continue. You've got a role to play. We all have a role to play. This is also what's kind of cool about what's happening with GME and AMC is it is that, listen, the small person buying a couple of shares of this or 100 shares of that doesn't do much by and of themselves. But when you have millions of people doing exactly the same thing, it's unstoppable. And that is the thing that they don't want. That what the controllers don't like is that how quickly this changed, how quickly people came together, and how quickly they upset. These are systems they put in place for decades. They've been running these things. And for millennia, in principle, but the technical executions, you know, for decades. And all of a sudden, the whole thing flips. And they don't know where they're going to get hit next. They don't know what could possibly come against them next. You see, control structures, they have to have control in order for them to work. If the control goes out the window, what are they going to do? They don't know. They can't. How can they sleep at night knowing that they could go to sleep one night a billionaire and wake up the next day completely insolvent and completely bankrupt on the street? They can't afford their evil lifestyle. So they're trying to put their networks to work. But everybody that tries to engage in the unethical practice, they themselves as well, are also being exposed. So see, this is what's awesome about it too, is that as the light continues to come in, more and more and more rats continue to get exposed. You know, the more that you learn and understand, that stays with you wherever you go. Search, seek truth 100%. If that is your unifying, that is the most powerful unifying thing with other people. If you all want the truth and you're all going for the truth, then that is going to be the unifying piece and the unifying thread between you. That's powerful. That is powerful. And that's what we need. So, pyramid's flipping, paradigm is shifting, things are we're never going back to what once was. And I know that I know that for a lot of people things have looked very dark, but I would just encourage you and tell you, look, it always looks darkest before the dawn, before the light breaks forward. And the sun rising in the west, metaphorically, maybe even literally, but metaphorically, paradigm shift, everything's different. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Yeah. So, all right. Well, bless you guys. I know I got to wrap this one up, but there's a lot on the horizon, and it's an exciting time to be human on this planet and to be engaged in what's taking place. Take care of each other. Bless each other. Do what you can to be of help and service to one another. You know, be aware but not distracted. Ride the wave. It's a good time. All right. Hey, bless you all. We'll catch up with you again sometime really soon. All right. Talk to you later. Bye. Oh, and drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. At some point, I'm sure we'll have a different email, but that's still what we're using. Because we're all transitioning to this big tech thing. We've got to address this. All right. Bless you all. Talk to you later. Bye.